Havul Hashem Mishbechei Zamim, Havul Hashem Kavod Va'ayis. Render unto Hashem, families of the peoples, render unto Hashem honor and might. So Rashi explains that now they've declared their idols worthless. Now the nations of the world are being told where they should direct their praises, meaning mankind has a natural need to praise, to worship, to serve. The question is, where does it go? Where does that energy go? Havul Hashem covered by eyes. And on this, there's a beautiful piece of Rehash. Havul Hashem covered by eyes. However much they may differ from one another, the various families of nations, the distinct nationalities, are all equal in one thing. Each nation claims for itself covered. What's covered? Eminent importance. And they also claim for themselves eyes, strength and invincibility. Show me a nation that hasn't got national pride. Show me a nation that doesn't try and project strength. So what are we meant to do? Klal Yisrael is meant to approach the nations with a demand. Give over all your covered and give over all your eyes to Hashem. At last, you should render to his name, which you've known now for a while. Give Hashem the covered, the acknowledgement that you've denied until this point. And more than that, su mincha. It's not enough just to do so with words. Bring tangible tokens of this honor. With everything they call their own, and bearing symbols of tribute. Let them come into his courts, into the antechambers of his sanctuary. So we're asking the nations of the world, don't give up your national identity. But certainly give up your pretensions of greatness and give that up to Hashem. So the pasuk said, Sumincha, Havul Hashem Kavod Shmai, Sumincha Vayel Chatzreisav. Render unto Hashem, honor worthy of his name, take an offering, and come to his courtyards. The Chazal Tzion says this is talking about the offering of human energy and resources, which is dedicated to Hashem, when people become inspired to attribute all they have to him. Meaning it's one thing to go and bring a physical carbon. But ultimately, even though we don't do human sacrifice, we do. We're meant to give ourselves up to Hashem. To give our energies, our creativity, our passions. Give Hashem our energy and resources. And if that's true for the nations of the world, it's certainly true for us as well. We know the truth. We're talking about them who will know the truth in the future. We're davening. We're almost creating here right now as we're going to Shabbos, the semblance in the sense of Yom HaMashiach. So of course that's true for us. And especially on Shabbos. We're meant to give Hashem our energy, our resources. We invest in Shabbos. We expend for Shabbos. Shabbos Hayom Hashem. A family that lives with Shabbos, that lives with covered Shabbos, so Shabbos is the highlight of the week. It's expending energy and resources, preparing the home for Shabbos, preparing food for Shabbos. As a means of getting close to Hashem and giving honor to Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. And therefore, Shabbos, where we are, essentially operating on a different dimension, is really a time to give Hashem our energy and our resources.